Go, John, how you going, mate?
G'day, Dave. How you going, mate?
It's $10 a head, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it is, Dave. Yeah, it's been that for the last couple of times, yeah.
Tell us what's happening on Sunday.
Yeah, it's Gun Valley and Grassy Beach Progress Association have sort of joined together to make a bit of a joint venture to try to ensure this event keeps going forever and a day. And I think we're going to step the whole thing up to a new level, and the weather's going to be absolutely perfect, and we've got new transponder timing. We've also got a big screen which is going to advertise all the sponsors for the weekend. And we've also got a trials display, a guy coming up from Brisbane, and he's going to do some pretty amazing things on a trials bike and a push bike.
Well, that's fantastic. I spoke to Anne about that on Monday very briefly, but the details of the trials bike, those who have never seen trials before, they are just astounding what they can do with a bike actually not moving in most cases, and what they can ride over the top of.
Yeah, this guy's absolutely amazing. He brings his own show and his own commentary, and it's well worth just coming to watch that. He's going to do four or five shows for the day.
But as you said at the start of this, with these transponders on the bikes, you'll be able to see what speeds they're doing, and it comes direct from the bike, so it's in real time, isn't it?
The riders can sit in the pits and get on their phone the opposition's lap times, so they'll come up immediately.
Is that right?
So, I remember going to New Zealand. We were watching, when I first seen these transponders, they were, people in Australia were getting, like, our Aussie riders were finishing a test, and people in Australia were getting that on their phone within 2 seconds or a second of they finished the test, yeah.
Yep.
Just something I want to say, Dave, before we finish.
Yeah.
I just listened to the interview with Steve Eden there, and I'm a good mate of Steve's, and I'm fairly sure you talked about the over 30s, and I'd just like to clear it up and let you know that he's closer to 70 than he is 30. I'm pretty sure it might even be closer to 80 than 30, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, mate, I think he said him say, yeah, I'll take that. Yeah.
So Steve's still out having a ride, so yeah, everybody can get out there and have a go, yeah.
Terrific. All the best, mate. Thanks for joining us on the program. Thanks, mate. John Hand.
Thanks, Dave.